You're listening to the Essential Oil Coach Podcast.
Hi, friend. Callie Wilson here. I'm a certified holistic health coach and essential oil business mentor. And this is a podcast about making better choices, living a better life, and building an amazing business. If you are really ready to supercharge your health, revamp your home, and take your coaching practice and your essential oil business to the next level, then you're in the right place. Stay right here because we're going to play. Welcome to the call, the podcast today. John, I've been looking forward to this interview for quite some time. I bought your book a couple of months ago, The Cacao Addict. I'm so good. And I loved it so much that I bought it for all my friends and I gave them chocolate because I just think life is so much better with a little bit of chocolate in your life.
Absolutely.
So it's fun to find another chocolate enthusiast. So tell us, like, how did you get started? You know, the book is beautiful. The recipes are gorgeous. Like, tell me about your, for those of you who don't know who you are, you know, tell us a little bit about how you got started on this path and why you picked this superfood.
Yep. Happy to. Thank you. Well, my name is John. I'm living in now sunny Western Australia, Perth, which is very, very far away from you guys. I'm a doTERRA diamond. I've been doing doTERRA for nearly 8 years with my partner and myself. The first time I really, really tasted raw chocolate in terms of, you know, not processed chocolate, like, you know, your store-bought sort of stuff, I went to a friend's place. It was about 12 years ago, and she gave me a cacao bean. This is right back when superfoods weren't really a thing and cacao was, sort of, you know, not really talked about. And I've always been a chocolate lover, but I didn't know what I was missing out on until my friend gave me this this bean. So anyway, this class involved, it was a very, very small class around her kitchen table. It was about four other people. And she made a couple of recipes with this raw chocolate stuff. And my mind just went, you know, I've never experienced the feelings that this chocolate can give you, you know, and I'll go into that later, no doubt, about some of the benefits. But that was sort of my first signpost to go, there's a lot in this. You know, there is really a lot in the magic of chocolate. And I think, you know, fast forward to now, eight years later being in doTERRA, but, you know, being about 12 years playing with recipes, I immediately went home. And I'm a bit of a researcher and a bit of a teacher. So I really got this hunger and this thirst to want to share this passion and research what superfoods can do for you and the benefits of cacao and combining this, you know, this magic. I almost look at my recipes as like a bit of medicine, you know, like healthy medicine. So doTERRA came along, the trifecta, like I say, about nearly 8 years ago. So I was already making these recipes with chocolate, the superfoods from South America, pairing them. And then when doTERRA came along, it was just like, heck, I found it. You know, this is what I've been looking for so long. And fusing all of that magic in together, you know, like you've said from my book, there's a lot of inspiration there for like immunity, for emotional support, for digestive support, for, you know, nervous system support. You name it. If you get to know what things do, pair them together. Again, it's your food as medicine. And that's what's really my inspiration is to teach people that chocolate is not bad for you. The store-bought stuff, the Hershey stuff, the Cadbury stuff, yeah, that's not so good. That's not really chocolate. It's not cacao. When you learn to play with the true blue ingredients of, like, you know, the superfoods and the chocolate, that's where the magic can happen. And it can really heal your journey, whether that's physical, emotional, psychological, you know. So certainly a huge part in it.
Well, you're really putting a spin on it. Spin on chocolate, right? Because we almost look at it like a guilty pleasure, but what if it didn't have to be a guilty thing, right?
Exactly.
Our chocolate consumption. In fact, this morning my daughter woke up and the first thing she wanted was hot chocolate, and it's
you know, I just thought, oh, I'm not giving you, you know, sugar. And then I remembered, oh, I have adaptogenic hot chocolate. I'll see how she does with that. You know, no sugar. It has like good old superfoods and mushrooms and all kinds of stuff in there. And she loved it. She was fine. And I knew, okay, it's something that's also going to be good for her. It's not going to crash her mood or, you know, do anything like that. So really cool when we know how to use the plants properly in their, in the way that they were intended to be used. Very cool. So give us some, you know, techniques. Like when it comes to chocolate and chocolate making, is there a secret to it? Can anybody do it? Sounds intimidating.
Yeah, no. And look, my intention for creating this book, and look, let me be really honest with you. I was very overwhelmed with the concept of putting a book together, because I'd been teaching these classes for 7 years. Every Friday we do the same, or don't do the same class, I do different recipes, but it's my same group of people that come, and I come up with different things, and, you know, but I would give people a single sheet of paper to take home, and, you know, they could file that. And after a few months and then maybe a year, they're like, you got to put a book together. And I was just like, that's just too hard. I don't think I can do that. And it's like, no, you've really got to do this. And I did, I knuckled down and put that together. But my huge insight and my wish, and it did, it delivered. I've got many chocolate books already, and I look at them for inspiration, but I'm telling you the truth. I've not made one recipe out of them because I find them really difficult to follow. So the recipe book, from the way I look at wanting to convey my message, ingredients on one side, bam, 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 listed. The method on this side, and that's it. And, you know, I really thought in my mind that chocolate making was going to be a difficult process, that it was going to be labor intensive, that it was going to be tricky. And look, there is some truth to that in terms of when you get into the, like the couverture, tempering chocolate style of, you know, heating it and then getting your thermometer in and all that. Mine's nothing like that. I don't heat the chocolate and the coconut oil for very good reasons, because there is a lot of live nutrients and a lot of live components that are in raw chocolate and in coconut oil that, you know, if you heat this, it's going to destroy the benefits there. So it's pretty much melt it at a low heat, add the powders in, mix it up, pour it out into a mold, sprinkle nuts over it if you like. That's really your basics of a chocolate recipe. And when people start to replicate that and go, oh, that's actually really easy, if you know the basics, and I've given many examples in my book, you can really make endless combinations of that. Yeah. It's only variations of, like, you know, balls, bliss balls, and that's with nuts and dates and figs, and, you know, that's not difficult either. I've got slabs, slices, puddings, like raw cakes. It's really not that difficult, but I am, hopefully I made the the delivery easy to replicate. But I have had people that have actually sent me messages and pictures saying, I made it and it looks like the picture in the book, so I must be doing something right.
Yay.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a question for you too. So what are some of your favorite natural sweeteners? Because obviously, you know, we want to eat chocolate in large quantities, some of us, but not all the bad stuff. So, you know, what are some of your favorite sweeteners to use with chocolate making?
Yeah, good question. Because look, there is also a lot of misnomers around sugar. Look, we do need some sort of sweetener in our life. Yes, absolutely. Sugar, in terms of white processed, you know, even, yeah, sugar really is not the best for us in a processed form, because it's very addictive. It can be fattening. It's, you know, it's quite not so good for our chemistry. However, if you look for natural sweeteners, and my two that I use mainly are honey, of course, the best honey you can source. So if you know someone who's a local beekeeper, apiarist, a bit early for that word, you can source someone that really looks after their bees and their hives, and, you know, they've got the quality there, rather than store-bought honey that's full of can be full of processed sugars and artificial stuff. So honey for one, and good old maple syrup. I love maple syrup. There's something so smoky and rewarding and smooth about that stuff. And look, I will say they both are sucrose and fructose, that, you know, but it's a natural version of that. Our body can go, that's a sugar that I identify with. I know how to process that into a carbohydrate. I know how to burn that off. I know what to do. The problem with store-bought chocolate, like I mentioned before, you know, you've got very, very high levels of processed sugar. And incidentally, for people who may not realize this, but if you see a bar of chocolate at a store and it says something like 75% cacao, that just means that 75% is the cacao. The 25% to make it up to the 100 is the sugar component. So any percentage, the higher you go, the less sugar it's got. So 90% bar is only got 10% sugar in there. My ratio is, you know, my traditional recipe of hard chocolate. I put 1/4 of a cup of maple syrup sweetener in there. So my version's about a 75% cacao, which I don't really love very, very sickly sweet chocolate. So I choose to put, you know, like a 25% sweetener in there. So look, you can also get, if you're not really into a lot of sweeteners, you can omit these and have a very dark, bitter experience. It's still brilliant for you. However, it's a little bit, you know, intense in flavor. But you remember, dates are also a sweetener. Figs are a sweetener. Apricots, any dried fruits really have that sweetener. And if you didn't want to put any sweetener in at all, you can put vanilla in. That's what we call a false sweetener. Wild orange essential oil and cinnamon essential oil, and even cassia, they're identified as being false sweeteners. So if you wanted to omit the honey or put just a tiny bit in, add wild orange or cinnamon in, and that's like a false sweetener, as we call it.
Well, that's really fun. You just led me right into my next question. What are some of your favorite essential oils to use?
How long have you got?
you know, and it's interesting because I do like my sugar, and I definitely need to watch the quantity. And my family loves just old fashioned oatmeal for breakfast, and I like to actually omit all types of sugar and just put a drop of cinnamon, like you're saying, or a drop of wild orange with some coconut milk, and it's great. Some coconut flakes and some walnuts and berries, like I love it, and I don't have to have all the sugar. So I love that you're saying, yeah, use some of your sweet spices in a sense to sweeten things instead.
Yep. Oh, look, I've got so many. This could, you know, go on for hours if I tell you all my favorites. But you know,
what are your top three? Yeah, what are your like top three that you love?
Wild orange is chocolate, and do you guys have Jaffas over there? Is that a thing in America? it's a popular.
What is that?
It's like a hard shell candy. It's a little bit like a perfectly round M&M. So it's got a chocolate center.
Oh, no, we do not have this.
It's got a shell around it. Well, they're kind of like a childhood lolly for us that we had. And their flavor is very intense orange. So, you know, whenever I make orange chocolate, I'll put, you know, 10, 12 drops of wild orange in. And it's just that beautiful, intense orangey flavor that comes through. Number two would be cardamom for me. I think cardamom.
Cardamom. Wow.
Cardamom and chocolate are sensational. So a hot chocolate with cardamom in it, like ceremonial chocolate, is just divine. But even like a bliss ball, pair that with peanut butter and cardamom and chocolate is just like, oh, so good. And I think my third one, in terms of medicinal, I would go down the route of frankincense. So frankincense chocolate is...
Wow, I've like, never thought frankincense and chocolate. That's so interesting. Yep.
It's like taking, for me, it's like taking sacrament, you know? I will put in, if I'm making like a real medicinal chocolate, I'll pair that with something like, yeah, we have a powder in my book called Camus. And that's really high in vitamin C. It's a naturally occurring plant in the Amazon, which a lot of wonderful magic comes from, as you would know. So this plant called Camu, it's a fruit about so big, a little bit bigger. And it's like 30 times the vitamin C content of an orange. So if you put a teaspoon of this in your chocolate, you've got a huge hit of vitamin C. Your frankincense is your immune booster. I put some pepitas maybe over the top of that. That's my zinc. You know where I'm going with this? You know, it's like once you know what your essential oils can do, you know, as I mentioned before, you've got immunity, we've got nervous system, we've got gut health and digestive, we've got brain health, you know, we've got anti-inflammatory sort of properties of some, you know, oils and plant medicine. You look at some foods like, you know, hemp seeds, chia seeds, pepitas, cacao for one, magnesium, protein, zinc, vitamin C, you know, you're going to pair your oils with your food medicine. And of course, chocolate is the base for everything because, as I've mentioned, chocolate is not bad for you. High in magnesium, stimulates the brain, is incredibly potent for heart health. It's, you know, it stimulates brain chemicals that make you feel good. It's bliss. It's just bliss. And when you're eating the right stuff, it's not bad for you. So pair that with all the other goodness and you've got more medicine that you can say, hey, this is actually healthy for you. This is your medicine.
Well, I'm sure you're making all of our wildest dreams come true, right? Like you can have the best of both worlds, people, and really up-level our chocolate addiction to a healthy level. I love that.
Get your antioxidants at the same time.
That's great. Is there anything else you'd like to know us to know about chocolate or chocolate making, or do you have a favorite easy recipe that you want to throw at us?
Yeah, sure. Look, I think once you know the basics, if you can get these ingredients, they're not that hard to source now. A lot of places like Whole Foods have it, Amazon have it. You know, even when we were living overseas, we were living 6 months in Italy before the world went crazy. We were doing 6 months in Australia, 6 months in Italy, then repeated that for a few years, but not for the moment. But I could even get it over there. So it's not difficult to source these ingredients. So if you can source good quality coconut oil, so, you know, there is coconut oil and there is coconut oil. So get what you pay for. Don't buy something cheap and cheerful. Get a virgin press, first pressed, usually with places like, you know, Hawaii, the Philippines, Thailand, Southeast Asia, they do really good coconut oil. So this is my equivalent to like butter. So because all my recipes are dairy-free, gluten-free, vegan, except for the honey in some of them. But if you can get a good quality coconut oil, that's kind of like your milk butter substitute. So my world famous cacao addict recipe is, if you've got a pen, write this down, everybody, when you're listening. It's a quarter of a cup of coconut oil, and we're going to melt that. Okay, not in a microwave. I do not want anyone using microwaves for any of my recipes because it kills all the goodness in it. So just if you have a little saucepan with a glass bowl over the top of this, you're just going to simmer that water until it's just a very, very low simmering and the glass bowl just sits over the top of that. Bain-Marie method, double boiler method. I give you instructions in my book, dead easy. You're also going to get 1 cup of cacao butter. Right? So cacao butter is what comes off the cacao beans when they boil them. It's cocoa butter. You would have heard this. It's what we put in our skin to keep our skin nourished. But this stuff is so yummy, you can even ingest it. You can eat it. So this is what makes chocolate go hard. So remember, we've got 1/4 cup of coconut oil, 1 full cup of cacao butter, right? So this isn't chocolate from the shop. You don't want to melt chocolate that's already pre-made because someone on another call did that and they went, it didn't work. So this is cacao butter, raw chocolate. Melt those two in the double boiler, mix it up with a whisk until it is liquefied. Okay. You don't want any lumps in there at all. You want it to be this gorgeous golden amber kind of colored liquid, not too hot, remember. So once that's melted, you want to get a full cup of cacao powder, which you can also get anywhere. Not cocoa, cacao powder. Big difference between cocoa and cacao. Put that in. Now, we mentioned about sweeteners before. So if you wanted to put in some other people use like monk fruit or a little pinch of stevia, however you pronounce that. You know me, I'm the maple syrup guy. So I love 1/4 cup of maple syrup. And, you know, get that in there. You can put whatever powders you want. I really love maca, M-A-C-A. That's a fabulous tonic for the adrenals. It's a fabulous tonic for male and female hormone balancing. It's endocrine system supporter. It's just a mood stabilizer. I really, really like maca, and it thickens the mixture too, which is quite nice. But get whatever superfoods you want. It's endless. Pop that into the mix, but you don't want to do too many at the one time. So I just choose to use, you know, maca, which is great. A good pinch of salt. I don't use iodized salt at all. I use either like a river sort of a salt or a pink Himalayan salt. It's got really incredible trace minerals in there too. So a good pinch of that. Then I add my oils, whatever I want. If I just want it to be fun and zesty, I might put a few drops of peppermint in there and spearmint. Or if I want it to be digestive, I'll put some digestzen in there or just some fennel. If I want it to be immunity, I'll put some On Guard in there with some turmeric or some frankincense. You know where I'm going here. You can, it's endless. And that's it. Mix that up for as long as you want to, because you will see this beautiful batter coming more and more glossy before your eyes. When all the lumps have gone, when all the powder has mixed in, you want to get a tray with some greaseproof paper. You want to pour that over to that tray and get a spatula, get every bit out. And then this is the magic bit. If you just want it to be just a bark of chocolate, set that in the refrigerator until it sets. If you're really desperate, it's about 25 minutes. It doesn't take that long. But if you want to jazz it up a bit, you can put pieces of pomegranate over the top. Or you can put passion fruit pulp over the top if you want to be really, really sexy and it's up to you what you want to do. But a lot of people like roasted nuts or seeds or, you know, bits of fruit. It's totally up to your imagination. But that recipe that I've just given you, that is the standard chocolate recipe that you can vary. It's so easy. It's simply so easy. So that's pretty much one of my most favorite simple recipes that I like to teach people, because it's not difficult to make. And then you can vary that by adding in other things, or, you know, putting less sugar in or less maple in if you like. But, you know, look, there is a lot more recipes in my book. There's bliss balls, there's slabs, and there's all sorts of stuff. But the chemistry of making a hard chocolate is what I just taught you, is you have to have the cacao butter in there and the coconut oil is just for the smoothness of it. And when that sets, that's what gives you that snap chocolate. But you can't really leave it out.
Well, it sounds dreamy.
Yeah, it is.
It sounds dreamy, and it's already making my mouth water. I'm already fantasizing doing this an evening with the kids. You know, I think it would be so fun. And I like how you're talking about just, you know, sprinkling a few nuts or pomegranate seeds or whatever you were saying. I'm like, wow, that sounds so, like you said, elegant and luxurious, but also healthy. So totally. That was really fun. Thank you so much for joining us, John. How do they get the book?
Well, Oil Life have them in stock. Also Aroma Tools have them in stock as well. And if, I don't know if anyone was ever interested, maybe either through you or through myself, I do have some cartons still left in Salt Lake City. So if you're interested, I can let you know prices of that. But yeah, Oil Life is your best bet to get them individually, or Aroma Tools. They've still got a few left in stock.
Bulk orders, contact you directly. Yes, and absolutely. If you're in the US, contact you directly, order them in bulk like I did. And I got them for all my friends and my business associates. It was really, really fun. I think I'll probably need some more soon. So yes, thank you so much, John. And we'll put your information in the call notes so people can reach out to you. It looks like you have a website.
Hatshaconsciousstar.com. That's it. In Australia, if you are watching in Australia, we do have copies, hard copies here as well. So through shantistar.com, but yeah, not international. That's more better for Oil Life or Aroma Tools, or I can, you know, I've got bulk as well.
And if they ever want to attend one of your classes, can they sign up to attend one of your chocolate classes, or how do they do that?
Well, that's actually a very good stimulus for me to get my act into gear, because we have physical classes every Friday, but that happens to be if you are in Perth, Western Australia. But everyone's been saying, do some online ones. Come on, we need to know how to do this, make it simple. So watch this space. Everything will be on, we have a public page, which is on Facebook, which is Shanti Star, John and Noel, or There'll be details on shantistar.com on the website as well. So
thank you so much. Well, I'm excited to get to it and order my maca. Actually, I think I still have a bag in my pantry and get going on this basic recipe. Good. And I was flipping through your recipes actually with my children, and we were going to try the chia, is like a chia pudding or something recipe as well in there. And I thought, oh, this could be a really fun, even breakfast alternative, right? That's healthy for them too.
It is. That's actually Lil, you know, Lil Shepherd?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I'm friends with her.
That's her favorite recipe. She always says, I make this for every time our guests come over, and they just go, oh, wow. And she's like, she shared that recipe with everyone. So that's really lovely.
Yes. I'm always looking for, you know, good things to mix things up with especially the kids, especially feeding kids. Sometimes they can get a little picky and they kind of gravitate sometimes towards the junk food. I'm like, get away from that.
Yes.
Let's give you still the good stuff, but the real good stuff. So indeed. Thank you and so much, John, for your cool. time and
pleasure
and joining us all the way from Australia. I appreciate you being here today.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciated it too. Thank you.
Hopefully we'll talk again soon. Bye, John.
Cheers, everybody. Bye.
If you liked what you heard today, don't forget to share this episode on social media, tag your friends. If you're on Instagram, tag me, because that is one way you can enter my free giveaways every month. I love to spoil people with essential oils, and you could be the next recipient of my gifts. So don't forget to tag me there, and let's stay in touch. Thanks for joining today.